Hi, my name is Tony. I'm 17 years old, and today is November 1st, and I'm speaking to my mom, Karen, and we're recording in Miami, Florida. What is something you've always wanted to do and just haven't done?
Travel to Europe. I've never been to Europe, and I would love to go.
Is there any particular reason why?
Just to see the different cultures. And I wouldn't want to go on a tour. I would like to go maybe spend like 2 weeks or maybe a week at a time in each individual location. I would love to visit Spain. I would love to go to Mijares, Spain, which is where my family is from, The town that's named after them. And see where my family comes from as far as in that part of the world. I would love to go to France, visit Paris, visit the south of France, which they say is beautiful. Italy, all the different parts of Italy, including Sicily, because I am a fan of The Godfather. Also Amsterdam, Germany, all those places. I would love to just visit all of them because I think that, you know, there's something important in each and every one of them, and it's part of the culture and just life in general. England too. I would love to go. Okay. It's my dream.
Have you ever experienced an encounter with God?
Have I ever experienced an encounter with God?
I guess like a specific situation that you just knew he was there.
I think that happens more often than I realize. Just because I think that I have encounters with God at certain instances in life, just with on a daily basis with different people. Not anything major and nothing significant, but it might be something that maybe I'll at a moment I'm worried about something or have something in my mind, and then, you know, something specific happens, someone walks in and just says something, or before a hug before COVID, or a smile that you could see without a mask. Or maybe they say something, or a lot of times I have a friend who sends me quotes every once in a while, and I always think that that's a way of God giving me a sign or communicating with me, because we have God in each and every one of us. So through you guys.
Do you consider yourself a religious person? And have you always considered yourself a religious person?
I think that being religious and having faith are two very different things. I do consider myself a person of faith. And religion, yes, up to a point. Mm-hmm. I think I've just gotten to a point in my life where I don't know if one specific religion has all of the answers, or whatever the case is. I mean, I was raised Catholic, and I love my faith. And there are things that I like about it more than others. I love the praying of the rosary. It's very grounding for me. Are there other things I don't like about my faith? Yes. Mm-hmm. About my religion, I'm sorry, not my faith. Now, do I consider myself a religious person? Probably not. I do consider myself someone of faith. I do wholeheartedly believe in God. I do believe Jesus Christ died for me, died for all of us. I do believe in Mary, the Mother of God, and the saints. So religious, no. Faithful, yes.
Okay. If you can do anything right now, what would you do?
If I could do anything right now, what would I do? I would probably have a big family get-together reunion. And I mean, with even extended family, family I haven't seen in years, people I would love to see. That's what I would want to do right now, because, you know, because of the pandemic and everything, I think all those times we get together that I took for granted now mean much more.
Where do you see yourself in 20 years?
In 20 years, I will be 69 years old. I'm not sure. I would love to say I would see myself living, I don't know, either a townhouse or a condo with your dad by the beach, with dogs that don't shed. But to have, you know, I would want to have, I want to say a condo or a townhouse, but in reality, I would love to be in a place where I have a room for each and every one of you. And at that point, 20 years, each and every one of you will have a family. So I would love to say, yeah, maybe a nice house at the beach, at least a block away, no more, with dad and my dogs, and with each one of you having a room for each and every one of your, you know, so you would have a room for your family, mm-hmm. and Georgie and Jesse and Jamie. So that way you guys feel comfortable and can come visit us whenever you want, and it wouldn't be an issue. Hopefully retired with no debt.
Okay. What is one thing that you'd go back and not do or do if you had the chance? Like, if you can go back in time and change something that you were able to, like, take back an action or do something that you wanted to do, what would it be?
That's hard. I don't know something I could go back to. I don't know. I really don't. I don't like to think back and say, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that. The only thing I can think of is the things that I learned from, as far as a parent, the mistakes I made, maybe go back and change those actions. But that would probably be it.
Is there anything in particular?
Well, as I get older, parenting is different. You know, you change with every child, you change as you get older. So I see things a little bit different now. So something in specific, no. But just general things, like I would have done differently now as, you know, I've aged and I see things from a different light.
Did you ever see yourself working at a school in the position that you're in? Like, did you see yourself doing something else, or?
No, I mean, I can't say I ever thought that I was going to be working at a school in this in any position, to be honest. I mean, many years ago, I wanted to be a teacher, then I went back and forth, and I didn't. But no, I mean, I enjoy being in the classroom, but as far as anything else, No, I mean, I enjoy my job, even though it does come with a lot of stress, but...
So you do, you prefer being in the classroom other than...
Yes, I enjoy being with the kids. You get to see life through their eyes for a brief moment, and it's fun.
Okay, where's your favorite place that you've ever lived?
Well, I've only lived here in Miami, and then I was born in New Jersey. So, I don't know really much of anything else.
Is there anywhere else that you've ever wanted to live?
New York City.
Why?
Just, I love that, the city itself. I think it's exciting, and I don't know if I would want to live there once I would get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all so, you know, just full of buildings, and here I'm used to a nice tropical setting. But I think I would enjoy living there probably, you know, temporarily. I would love to try it out. I think it would be fun to live there, have a lot of things walking distance, take the trains and the subways, to get to different places. I like that, you know. So I think that would be nice. And live, you know, just going to visit all the different places in the city itself.
Okay. Where has been your favorite place to travel to or that you visited?
My favorite place? New York.
Mm-hmm.
I loved going to New York. Wish I would have stayed longer. But by the end of our trip, I felt like a New Yorker, kind of. Because I actually knew where I was going.
Yeah.
In the subway. And probably I would have to say, well, I mean, I love going to Stewart when we go to Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
I love the little town and that whole area. It's very quiet there. So I like it. But I also love Sarasota. Because it's just a disconnect, and it's time with you guys, and just to do nothing and everything at the same time. It also reminds me of my family vacations when I was a teenager with my aunts and uncles, and I always thought that was nice, and I always wanted for you guys to have that as well, but we've never been able to get that together.
So did that originally, like, start because you wanted to be, like, your family thing?
No, I mean, the first vacation we took, like, that wasn't to Disney, was with you and your sister. You were 3 months old, and we went to the beach. We went to Miami Beach. We stayed at the hotel, it used to be called the Fontainebleau Hilton. And I went there one time growing up as a child, a few times actually. I loved it. And we were there, and I love going to the beach, even though I didn't really like it when I was growing up. But it was nice, and that was our first official vacation as a family. And then I finally got your dad on board with going on vacation in the summer, you know, once a year in the summer. I guess because I was used to doing that up to a certain point, not all the time, but we would do that, you know, when we were teenagers.
Right.
And so I liked it. It was something that I did want to do. So I wanted to do it with you guys. And then from there, we started going to Fort Myers Beach. And I loved going to Fort Myers Beach. We tried a bunch of different hotels. I don't know if you remember.
I think I do, actually.
We started at the Best Western when you were little, and that was nice. And you guys would run down and get the free breakfast that was included.
Tea.
And the tea. And they had donuts for breakfast and a bunch of stuff. Georgie loved it, too. And then we moved on to, I think it was the Neptune. And that was nice, too. It was, like, a little bigger. Like an efficiency, not efficiency, had like a little living room, kitchen area, and then the beds in another room. And then we went to the Outrigger one time, And that was nice too, but the beach, it was a further walk. I don't know if you remember.
No, I don't.
And then we ended up at the Sandpiper the last time. And we went there a few times. And that one I liked. That's the one that had the band that was the key.
Oh.
That was the one that we went the last few times. And I loved that one a lot. The problem was the water, the ocean water, started to get nasty.
I remember.
Because of the opening of the Lake Okeechobee into the ocean water. So it was affecting Fort Myers too much. So I didn't really like it. You would come out of the water feeling sticky.
I remember, yeah.
So then finally, we started going to Sarasota a few years back. And I love Sarasota.
You liked it better?
Yeah. I love the sand. And I love the water because it's clear.
Yes.
It's very nice. So yes. I really do like it. And the beach we went to this year was nice, but it wasn't Sarasota.
Yeah.
But it was also very different because of COVID. So it was, you know, I was a little tense. Because of the going back up and down.
I was kind of nervous.
Right, you were nervous because, you know, you weren't wearing your mask on the beach and you had to, you know, stay at a distance from people. And everybody was pretty good about that, but I was worried when we were going up the stairs. And we didn't go out to eat. We always go out to eat at least once. We didn't go get ice cream anywhere or anything like that. So it was nice to get away, and I had a nice time with you guys, but I was a little nervous because it wasn't our usual vacation.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so.
Did you picture yourself as you are now 30 years ago? Like, did you imagine your life would be like this? It would have been 28, 29.
30 years ago, I was... 30 years ago?
30. So you would have been...
I was 19.
You were 19. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I forgot to count.
God, how old did you make me?
No.
At 19, I never thought this far into my future.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
What did you think of your future?
I don't think I really thought that far ahead. I mean, I just thought... in my mind, I thought I'd be married with 2 kids.
Got 2 more.
Yeah, and I ended up with 4. But no, I mean, did I think so far in advance? No, at that specific age and time in my life, no. I was my first year in college, and I was busy just trying to figure out who I was and what I wanted to do. So no, I didn't. I had no idea. I never saw. I couldn't picture much of anything, to be honest. That I would be married with, you know, 1 or 2 kids, yeah. But that's about it.
How about 20 years ago?
20 years ago, I was 29. I already had Georgie. So I thought... I wasn't sure if I would have more kids. Because that was the hardest one for me.
Mm-hmm.
To transition. I mean, I loved having Georgie, you know what I mean? It was great, but it was a hard transition for me to not be able... how do I put it? Everything stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't just get up and take a shower when I wanted to. I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. So I realized that it's hard.
I told you it was easy.
It was hard. So, no, because in your head you picture one thing and you get something else. And then...
Understand.
You know, I didn't have, like a lot of people have their moms or whatever, grandmothers come and help them. So it makes things a lot easier when, you know, you have a whole tub of laundry to do because the baby's gone through 5 outfits in one day because they pee, they poop, they throw up, spit up. That was, you know, that was hard. I wasn't sure if I was going to have more kids or not. And then the year passed, and I was like, oh, okay, I think I can have another one. But it was, you know, it took me a while because it was a lot for me to juggle, I guess you could say.
Right.
So, I mean, and some people have it a little bit easier, some people have it a lot harder. But, you know, some people have it easier because they have more help, and I didn't have any help.
Of course, yeah.
So it was like an eye-opener, and then not until I really got myself, like, grounded in what I was doing, you know, did I say, okay, I can have another one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the parenting side of it that I had a hard time with. It was just everything else that I had a hard time with.
Right.
Like the laundry, the cooking, the cleaning of the house, taking a shower, things like that.
Yeah, but you did that pretty much on your own for all four of us.
Right, because your dad
was always working.
Right, when you guys were older, you and your sister were older, and then the boys were born, and dad was working. So yeah, and that was hard. That was really hard. But I got used to just going with you guys everywhere, and then things started to get a little easier as you guys got older. But unfortunately, I depended on you and your sister a lot to help me.
Yeah, I remember
for different things, because I really couldn't handle it.
Right.
I don't know how people have more than four kids.
I don't know.
I have no idea, because it's hard.
Right. Okay. Well, that was the last question, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.